I'm joined by Luke Rumbelow from Tour de Broads, and he's going to tell us a bit more about the race. I think it's a race, isn't it, Luke?
Yeah, it's more of a sportif, really. It's more of a family event.
Okay. What's the difference between the two?
Well, this is aimed at all types of people, really, families and children and those who are quite experienced with cycling. So we had the opportunity to bring Sean Yates down, who's obviously very experienced with the Tour de France and Bradley Wiggins, etc. So, what better place to do a sportif, really? And a sportif is a group of riders who would ride around a certain route for the fun of it, really. It's no such race at all. It's more of a family ride and a group to experience cycling in a certain area. So we chose the Norfolk Broads, and yeah, it seems perfect, really. Perfect time of year to get people into cycling.
Oh, super. Okay. Well, how good is the kind of cycling scene in Norwich? Because I know there's the Norwich 100, which is a big sportive as well.
Yeah, that's quite a popular event. I've rode that a couple of times, and it's quite challenging in parts, really. So you have to be quite fit to do 100 miles. So what we've done is we've sort of broken that down. And we're offering 100K, which is about 60, 65 miles for those who want to challenge themselves. And those who want to sort of get into cycling, we've got family rides and we've got a 50-mile ride as well. So we're trying to offer different things for different people and cater for all. We've also got a cycling sort of festival going on at Western Longville as well, which will have different mountain bike tracks and children events and such like. So we're trying to cater for all likes and get people on the bike, really.
Is that the main aim of the Tour de Broads, Luke? Is it to get people on their bikes, or is it to kind of showcase the Broads, or a bit of both, really?
Yeah, it's a bit of both, really. Obviously, the Norfolk Broads is a beautiful area, and most people in this area haven't been to such remote parts of the Norfolk Broads. So we're trying to cover, with this particular route, we're trying to cover as much of the Broads as we can, that's safe as possible. It'll all be sort of support vehicle and guided and routed along the way, so there's no possible way to get lost. So as that's concerned, we're trying to give the opportunity for people to get involved in cycling.
And I just want to ask you about that as well, because I know cycling in Britain has kind of seen a big growth in the last couple of years. Have you experienced that growth as well? I mean, is this sort of thing like the Tour de Broads now possible because of that growth that's happened?
Oh, definitely. Most definitely, yeah. Obviously, the Tour de France last year with Bradley Wiggins, and we did the Norfolk Cycle Show in Norwich earlier this year, and we had thousands of people turn up. So there's quite a demand for cycling out there. So we thought, what a perfect opportunity to express the Broads and show off the Broads at the same time doing the sportif and doing a family event to bolt on the side, really. So it's not just for people who want to do 60 miles. It's for families who want to turn up and experience how to fix a bike, how to mend a bike, and all these different possibilities. So, yeah, we think it will be a great event for people to come down and have a go, really.
Super. And Sean Yates is going to come and ride it as well. How did you go about getting him to come and do it?
Oh, that's fantastic, isn't it? We did the Norfolk Cycle Show in February at the Forum, and it was quite a popular event, and I managed to bring Sean down for that to have an interview and for people to ask questions and get involved and such like. So I asked him again, basically out frank, would you like to come back and do a sportif? And he said yes, which was fantastic. So we marketed it and promoted it based on him. And, yeah, it seems to be going well so far. We've got quite a few people lined up who want to get involved and all excited. So, yeah, we're hoping for a good day.
Fantastic. And if people want to come along, where do they go and when is the event, please, Luke?
The event's Sunday the 8th of September, and it's an all-day event at Western Longville, which is just north of Norwich. And they go on to tourdebroads.co.uk for more information. And you can obviously link to the British Cycling website to submit your entry. And obviously, if you'd like to do a family ride, we have discounts as well. So, and group bookings, we can offer discounts for that as well. So there's lots of ways to get involved. and you can come down for the day if you haven't managed to book onto the website and turn up and ride the events.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for speaking to me today, Luke.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Cheers.